will start the hour in the Bahamas, which is assessing the devastation from Hurricane Dorian. More than 40 people are now confirmed dead a week after the storm hit. And as rescue and recovery efforts continue, the death toll is expected to rise. Hundreds, at least, are still missing. Joining us now is NPR's Jason Beaubien, who's in Cherokee near Marsh Harbor on Great Abaco Island. That's one of the hardest hit areas. Jason, it's been a week now since Dorian hit. We're still hearing about no electricity, no running water. What is it like where you are today?
So, you know, the sun's actually out today, and you can see why this is such a beautiful destination for so many people. But when you get into Marsh Harbor itself, the destruction is just sort of mind-blowing. I mean, entire neighborhoods just wiped out. And part of what's interesting now is it's getting sort of like calm and sort of quiet because so many people have cleared out. They've managed to push most of the rubble away from the streets so that vehicles can get through, and there's some search and rescue crews going through there. But there's actually sort of a creepy silence in some parts of Marsh Harbor that are just, you know, rubble, but very few people around.
Well, and we were hearing reports just a few days ago from reporters who had made it to where you are, who said that there were still bodies in the rubble. Are you still seeing that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you unfortunately can smell it. And as you move through areas, you can just smell that there's rotting bodies. And that's even how the search and rescue crews, we talked to some of them yesterday, said that they are identifying where some of these bodies are is by smell. So, yes, there are definitely still bodies in the rubble there.
In terms of getting people out and getting people to either the capital, Nassau, or to even the United States, how have those efforts been going?
So there's an improvement on that. They're sending ferries. There's a mail boat that goes back and forth to Nassau that they were able to get quite a few people on. They also have this thing called the Fast Ferry. They've been loading people onto that. Some flights have been going. Delta is actually just doing some shuttles just between here and Nassau. You know, there's some small private planes. Many people still are having a hard time getting off the island. People just on their own are contacting people in Spanish Wells, which is on another island, and getting boats to come over and pick them up. Not everybody has managed to get out who wants to get out. There's also people who still aren't accepting the fact that they're going to have to leave. There are people who are, there's a lot of Haitians here. Mm-hmm. I was talking to one guy yesterday. He had just gotten a work permit, spent $6,000 to get a work permit for another 3 years to stay here, and he doesn't want to leave because he just spent all his money. There's other Haitians who don't have the proper immigration permits, and they're worried that if they go to Nassau, they're going to get deported back to Haiti. And then there's just some Bahamians who don't want to accept that there is no power, there is no water, and that it's going to be a long time before they're able to survive here.
Jason, finally, you've reported from so many places that have been hit hard by natural disasters or man-made disasters. How does this feel in comparison?
You know, certainly when you're standing in the middle of Marsh Harbor right now, this looks like, you know, one of the worst disasters that I've ever seen. You know, just rubble for as far as you can see. You know, the force of these winds compared to Typhoon Haiyan that hit the Philippines and really just destroyed Tacloban. You know, this was an unbelievably powerful storm. People talk about just the winds howling outside as it pounded them. I mean, people telling us stories about just being completely surrounded in water, you know, more than 10 feet of water rushing through Marsh Harbor. And there were people in that just clinging to trees and fences and things trying to survive. So, you know, and certainly for the people who are here, they're saying this is the worst disaster that they have ever been through or ever seen in the Bahamas. And they're also trying to overcome that trauma as well as rebuild their houses, figure out, you know, where they're going next.
That is NPR's Jason Beaubien near Marsh Harbor on Great Abaco Island in the Bahamas. Jason, thank you.
You're welcome.